Josh Henkinius with South Central Calhoun Community Schools joining us here today. He has announced that he's going to be headed to Wartburg to continue his track career. And first of all, Josh, appreciate you joining us. Second of all, congratulations on that decision and having it out of the way.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's take us back through that. I talked to you here maybe just a couple of months ago. I was up there for some other guys and gals signing at South Central Calhoun. You were still looking at that time. It seemed like maybe three, four, five schools still kind of in the running. Take us through these last couple of months and how the process played out for you.
So, really, I was committed to Morningside for track, but then I went to a Wartburg track and field camp, and I started feeling that Morningside was not the place, and I felt more home at Wartburg. So once I got home, I talked to my parents and basically figured out for there that Wartburg was the place for me.
Was it a tough choice, or did that decision come fairly easily for how much at home Wartburg felt?
It was fairly easy, but it was hard to let go of Morningside because I always thought that was a place for me, but then Wartburg just came in and gave me everything I wanted, and I couldn't pass up on it.
Let's talk about that trip then. What did the coaches say? What was it about maybe the campus or just the feeling that got you to make it feel like it was so much home?
Really, my relationship with Coach Newsom was really a big factor in it. He's always been there for me since my sister, and I've always had a great relationship with them, and he told me that he'd take me on his wing, he'd make sure I felt at home, that he would push me to be better than what I am now, and all that stuff just really pushed me to go to Wartburg.
I know your sister Chelsea went there, and everybody knows the tragic story with her. How much of a connection do you feel you have with Wartburg because of Chelsea?
That was a big thing with me. Was I didn't, like, a lot of people thought I was just going, like, if I go there, people just know me for being her brother. But when I went to that track camp, no one really, like, they knew me for being Joshua and Kenny. It's not Chelsea's brother, so it felt really nice that they will recognize me for who I am and not her brother.
Let's talk about, I know you've been a great sprinter up there at South Central Calhoun and have had a tremendous career. What are the events you're hoping to get in? What have the coaches kind of told you of where they feel you fit into their program?
So, basically, I'll still be running the same events that I've ran here. I'll run the 100, 200, 400s, then the relays that are with those.
Not going to try those miles or 2 miles? Don't want to try and switch things up a little bit?
No, that's a little too long for me.
I had to ask. You said you've been doing some 3-mile runs here lately and trying to stay in shape, so I didn't know if maybe that distance was starting to become a passion or not. But what do you feel like what do you feel like, Josh, makes you so good in those shorter and those sprint races, and what do you think those strengths will do in helping you up at Wartburg?
So I've always had a pretty good finish phase, and so I've been working on trying to get that first, like my explosion a lot better, so then I can have the first part of the race be as good as my finish phase.
How are you trying to work? Is it tough right now trying to work on maybe the first part and getting out of the blocks with not a lot of an opportunity to do that?
Well, funny story, actually. I have a pair of blocks that I used for my senior pictures, and I still haven't gotten back to Mr. Coach K yet, so I've been just using those and still been practicing with them, so I should probably get back to him about that sometime.
Why am I not surprised, though, a Henkinius with a starting blocks? That shouldn't surprise me, right? Josh, what kind of workouts are you trying to do right now, and how are you trying to get better at coming out of the blocks?
So basically, I've been doing like clap starts. Been working on my 2-point starts, like falling starts, 3-point starts, then 4-point starts without the blocks. Then I'll get into the blocks and just do like 50 meter, 50 meter. Drive phase.
Do you feel like not having a senior season of track because of the COVID-19, how much will that impact you, do you think, going into Wartburg, if at all?
Well, I think it will have a little impact on me, but as long as I keep on doing workouts, staying strong, keeping my legs in shape, I don't think it will affect me too much. But, yeah, it sucks that we didn't get to have a track season this year.
Josh, not just going to be an athlete, though you're going to be very successful with that. What are you planning on majoring in? What do you want to do later on in life?
So right now I'm planning on double majoring in accounting and business administration.
What do you want to do with both of those? You want to run your own business someday, or what are you looking to do?
I'm hoping to come back home and hopefully take over my dad's job and work at the hospital.
Is that, when did that become a passion for you?
Probably the end of the junior year when I started, got into college algebra and everything just came a lot easier to me. And then I realized that I like working out with numbers and doing stuff like that.
You get a chance to go to work with dad sometimes and kind of learn some of the things from him?
Yep. This year I got to actually do a school-to-career class, so I chose to work with him and work under him, shadow him, and learn everything that he does there.
Well, I tell you what, a great guy to work under and shadow. You're going to learn a lot from your dad. So tell you what, congratulations, Josh, on making that decision to head to Wartburg. Know you're going to have a lot of success there, and hopefully we can maybe have a summer sports season and maybe see you on the baseball fields later on. If not, wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you up at Wartburg someday.
Thank you.
You bet. Josh Hinkinius again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, he is headed to Wartburg to continue his track career.